It's been pretty intense. Each lockdown that we've had has been quite different. They've been obviously different lengths and have impacted different population groups. This one was especially difficult because we didn't have that government, federal government financial support underpinning people's financial security. And so what has happened over the last couple of weeks is that people who were getting back into work after the long lockdown last year have found themselves in this really precarious financial position where they might have just been getting back on their feet financially and now they're back out of work again. 2 weeks out of work can really have a big impact on someone's financial security. So we have seen that there's been an increase in people who've needed emergency and community food assistance over this lockdown, but definitely over the last 16 months as well.
Have you noticed a rise in demand for food relief in Melbourne in particular following the 4 imposed lockdowns?
Melbourne has definitely had a bit of a rough go of it over the last little while, and we have definitely seen an increase in the number of people who've needed emergency assistance. And, you know, that's not to say that in other parts of the country where there have been lockdowns, that need hasn't increased as well. But we've definitely seen in Melbourne and even, you know, in the regions as well, we've seen an increase in the number of people who have gone to seek emergency assistance. One of the interesting things that has happened thanks to COVID or well, because of COVID-19, is that people who've never needed emergency assistance before have started to come to like food banks or food pantries. And, you know, people who have had really stable jobs, people who've, been in the workforce and not needing any type of emergency assistance have found themselves for the first time ever asking for that type of help. So I think not only have we seen more people needing assistance, but we're seeing people who haven't had to ask for assistance before asking for it for the first time.
How have people's living situations been impacted by the pandemic? How have homeless people in particular been affected?
There have been lots of challenges for people who are experiencing homelessness. Last year, there were some movements to help people into temporary housing, and I think that had a really positive impact for a lot of people, able to get somewhere stable for a little while and start to get some systems in place that would help them to transition to long-term secure housing. But it's really difficult. It's been really difficult for people to maintain that level of support that they need. So I guess what we're seeing overall is that emergency assistance has increased, but along with that increase, we also need an increase with funding. And there's been a decrease in the number of volunteers because people have been sheltering at home. People might have been volunteering through their corporate workplace volunteering program. And so that hasn't been happening and people have been working at home. So just getting people the help that they need, including referral services onto homelessness services or drug and alcohol services or domestic or family violence services, has also been really challenging over the last couple of months.
What have been some of the other challenges of delivering food aid during the pandemic?
At the beginning of the pandemic, there were certainly problems with supply chain issues, and certainly panic buying didn't help that at all. But we live in a global society in Australia, and while we are a self-sufficient nation, we do produce enough quantity of food to feed ourselves. We also import a lot of different types of food from all around the world. So, you know, as supply chains were disrupted a little bit thanks to COVID, we saw that there were some challenges in getting enough food. So I think, you know, it's lots of things that have happened over the last couple of months, really, or the last year and a half that have been challenging. And that has been panic buying, supply chain disruption, not having enough volunteers, and having more people in need that have, you know, have all put different types of pressure on the emergency and community food sector.
Has there been a rise in different groups requiring food assistance during the pandemic?
We've seen an increase across the board. So we've seen an increase in families with kids, in people who are single, in people who are in the casual workforce, particularly in hospitality, people who, you know, lost their jobs, international students who were unable to get any type of government support have definitely seen an increase in the number of those international students who've required assistance. It's really across the board that we've seen.
What has been the impact of cumulative lockdowns on the number of people who are seeking food aid?
Look, probably, given that we're not quite out of this one yet, it's a bit difficult to tell. I think the long lockdown that we had last year was the most difficult for Melburnians. We had a short one earlier this year, which, while that was difficult, that was 5 days. And lots of people have storage of 5 days worth of food or a bit of money that can get them through. This 2-week lockdown has been more difficult, and we've seen more people go into emergency and community food assistance to get some short-term food to help them just cover that short window. Because we know what happens when people lose their jobs or when they're unable to get enough work is that food becomes the last thing in their budget that they have a little bit of flexibility with. There's no flexibility in paying your rent. There's no flexibility or very little flexibility in paying your utility bills. But when it comes to food, that's the thing that you can make decisions about. So when people run out of money, they turn to food banks or food pantries to fill that gap.
How can we make sure emergency food is available in the event of another lockdown or a different crisis?
It's really tricky. I think one of the problems at the moment is that lots of emergency and community food relies on really short-term funding. And so that means that lots of places can spend a lot of time applying for funding, and that is time that's eaten up in other things that they could be doing. We also know that there is some funding tied to particular groups, and in a normal situation that will be perfectly fine, because we know that, for example, people who are homeless will need food assistance. We know that people who are asylum seeking will need food assistance. But what we've seen with this pandemic is that more and more people who don't fit into these pre-existing categories need food assistance, and some agencies are a little bit tied. They were not able to help everyone in need. Having some more funding that's not tied to particular groups, that is longer term and is more available to different agencies, I think is what we're going to be looking forward to in the future, because we know we're in Melbourne at the moment and we've had a huge amount of rain over the last couple of days and power's out for lots of people. So not only do we have a pandemic, but we've got other types of natural disasters, and these things are going to keep occurring. And we need to ensure that when we do have these emergencies, people can access the help that they need.